due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
All three former members of the Shield in a triple threat match for the WWE Championship. So let me start off by saying, you know what, to hell with it. Let's talk about Roman Reigns. Hey, I'm not supposed to talk about Roman Reigns, but guess what? I'm in the center of the ring. It's live TV. I got a microphone, and I got a little bit on my mind. So let's talk about Roman Reigns. How about it, huh?
Hey, this is Rick Steiner, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280. Ooh, ooh, ooh. WHTK. Listen and feel the pain. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic.
I'm doing it to the beat.
Yeah, I am. I'm a rapper. Yeah, never mind. Hey, welcome to the Pain Clinic for July 2nd. I get the stink eye from Danny. I got to stop doing that. Holidays today, real quick. I forgot day. And it's the three magic words, I forgot. You know, if you ever rob a bank and they say, hey, all you got to do is to get off it and say, hey, I forgot. Robbing banks was illegal.
Did you just say that I forgot was three magical words?
I forgot day. I forgot day.
Oh, okay.
I forgot.
I'll let it slide.
Never mind. And, of course, it's World UFO Day today, too. So, Danny, your people are coming to bring you back.
Birthdays. About damn time.
Birthdays.
I got a lot to report on you people.
Bazinga. Birthdays today. Well, none. But I'll honor the beautiful Hollywood starlet, Margot Robbie's 26 today. So, no birthdays today, but Margot Robbie's 26, so that doesn't... I don't say much more, do I?
No, we can just end it, and we could talk the whole hour about Margot Robbie.
Yes, yes. Oh, well, you know, actually, I was thinking, how about we do a competitive eating show instead of talking about wrestling today? You know, because, I mean, being the July 4th is Monday, you know, you get to watch the guys stuff hot dogs down their throats with their fingers.
There's only one problem.
What? We don't have enough stuff here?
Yeah.
I know.
We have a definite lack of food.
We'd be talking with our mouth full all day, too. But nevertheless, but you know, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned. Yeah, we get a pizza. Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don's Delight Empire Culver. Join us July 9th for UFC 200 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Light heavyweight champ John Jones versus Daniel Cormier in a battle for the title, which is really interesting. Is I caught a video on someone's breathing really heavy in the mic, man. Oh, that's Brian. Brian, stop it. there's a video on Adult Swim that had Hank Hill talking about UFC 200. It was pretty cool. I don't know if you are fans of that, but apparently I found out Dana White's a huge fan of Adult Swim, and who couldn't be? You know, Adult Swim, so much, I sleep to it every night. But well, let's get back to the UFC I'm talking about. Also, we have women's bantamweight champion Miesha Tate defends her title against as well, and the return of Brock Lesnar. Now, Miesha Tate's not taking on Brock Lesnar.
That'd be some interesting,
very interesting
cross weight class.
I think that would be awesome. I wouldn't mind seeing that, but no, I think Brock Lesnar's taking on Mark Hunt. This will be hosted by us. There'll be drink specials all night long. July 9th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 200. Come on out and join us. It'll be a blast. And next week we'll probably talk a little bit more about it. But I also want to let you know that you're interested in roller derby, fancy yourself a skater. The job of being an official more up your alley, Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud. Rock City Roller Derby. Let's get right into the introductions. Brian Burke, how are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. I'm fine. How are you, Cash?
I'm sure you probably didn't. Nobody knew you were here. And also DC Dan Cole.
Good morning.
Good morning. And of course, I'm the Cash Man, Richie Rich. And
hey, Cash.
You, and you out there are listening, and we want to thank you so much. I want you to know you can get in touch with us. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You know, you can call on your cell phone. It makes it a little bit easier. There's only five digits as compared to the full, you know, digits, the full seven digits. Unless you're calling from outside the area code, then it's a 585 in front of that. Robert, yes, Brian, you're counting on. I wish we had a video of this because you're counting on your fingers to make sure I'm correct. I'm not making this up out of the blue.
Well, you're having issues with numbers today, so.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about the world of pro wrestling. Thank you so much for listening. Give us a call and you can text us. Someone sent us a text already wanting us to get on as soon as we possibly could today. Thank you, sir. We appreciate the mentions. You know, it's like, we're going to talk about the world of pro wrestling and it is July 2nd. We got July 4th Monday. So hope everybody has a real safe weekend, but let's start talking about what I started the show with, which was the shaming of Roman Reigns. I know we talked last week about him getting suspended, but more details have kind of leaked out over the news sources in the last week about exactly what he had to do after he was tested positive, and it was very shameful. He had to go in front of the locker room and apologize to everybody.
But they walked him in before they did that, before he walked into the locker room. They stripped him naked, cut his hair, and had somebody follow him ringing a bell saying shame.
Yeah, wasn't that from Game of something or another? Shame. Yeah. No, yeah, well, it sounds just as bad, you know? I mean, obviously, they're borrowing a little from Game of Thrones there. But no, they brought him. He had to go in front of the locker room and apologize to everybody. And then they start Monday Night Raw by, you know, just skirting the issue of trying to hide the fact that, which they usually do, and just went right into it and said, hey, you know, and everybody, I mean, even Stephanie McMahon came out and said, you know, that was a terrible thing, you know, it's a disgusting act or whatever. And I mean, what does that do for morale? You know, I mean, and Danny and I were discussing it briefly before we started, but Danny, you made a good point about, you know, why this probably is, you know, justified.
Well, it absolutely is justified, and he should have apologized. If it was anybody else, it wouldn't have been a huge deal. But Roman Reigns is the top guy. He's their champion. He's the guy they're building around. And for him to go and do something stupid like this, you're damn right he should be apologizing to everybody, considering all the other people that got looked over to put him in the position he's in.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and remember, as much as the people didn't want him, the head honchos did, and so they had to go against what the people wanted. You know, I mean, they gave in to Daniel Bryan 2 years ago, but they did not do it, you know, the last year, you know, and so it's like, it's a shame, you know, it's a real shame that, you know, and it, you know, I mean, there's some of the big stars have been caught before, some of the major stars, Randy Orton's been suspended before, a lot, you know, but they've never made him go in front of the locker room and apologize. You know, I mean, I think one thing, if I was Roman Reigns, that, you know, obviously he's got to work his way up from the bottom again once he comes back. He will not be the main guy on Raw like they were intending, I think, when they first decided to do the brand split. He was going to be the number one guy in Raw. John Cena's going to be the number one guy in SmackDown.
Now again, this is just, you know, just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true. But the one report I read said that Vince already has plans to, when Roman comes back, they want to do a whole redemption angle with him.
Oh, yeah.
I heard Vince wanted to sweep the whole thing under the rug initially.
Well,
too,
usually so. They do that. You know, I mean, that's something you don't hear a lot about. That's why I said when Randy Orton, you know, all you heard about was after he's already sent home. You never heard about, you know, being, you know, stripped naked with a person with a bell behind him walking through the locker room letting everybody know, because that, you know, that didn't happen, you know? I mean, it doesn't happen every time someone gets suspended.
I don't think he's going to have to work his way up from the bottom. If he had to work his way up from the bottom, they would have pulled him right out of this match, and they didn't do that.
No, and that's the thing, too. He's going to come back. He's not losing his spot at all, and that's going to send another terrible message to the locker room. Not that the guys already don't know that people in charge prefer other people more than others.
Oh, absolutely.
But if you're not willing to make an example of him, it's dangerous.
Just having him come in and apologize is not making an example enough. If you want to make an example, take him out of that match.
I still think there's a possibility they may, though, as of Monday Night Raw being done, it's still a triple threat for the title. The thing is he comes back on a Thursday. There's no live TV before that pay-per-view that he's going to be able to go to.
Nope.
There's not a chance. There's absolutely no live TV. So, and the thing is, so you really can't build up any excuse. Obviously, he probably will lose. I mean, it's without a doubt he'll lose. He's not going to have anything to say with that.
It's time. You know, how long have we been saying it? Missed opportunity after missed opportunity after missed opportunity. It's about time. Finally make him heal, please.
Absolutely.
Especially coming back from this.
2-2-2-1280 is the number.
2-2-2.
Or star.
New day sucks.
Star 1280.
Which Cash is being booty again.
Okay, we got Scott from Henrietta. What's up, buddy?
Not only should they have apologized, they should have flown the Undertaker in and done wrestler's court.
Kangaroo court. Yeah. I mean, you know, it would. He would probably be, you know, put to death, I think, to be honest with you. There's not much worse things you can do.
Based on some of the, you know, the legends of the wrestler's court and some of the things they've done for even things that are just, you know, incredibly trivial, the fact that he is the top guy, and yes, you're right, they blew off Daniel Bryan. It was one of the reasons CM Punk left, and they've pretty much ticked off every hardcore fan for the last 6 to 8 months, and then you find out the guy's popping pills.
Well, we're not
sure. He was lucky to get away with an apology.
I'm not absolutely sure what he did because it doesn't specify. But I mean, it could have been. I mean, he's got a lot of pressure on him. I know I give him an excuse. I said this last week. There's a lot of pressure when you're the top guy. But you know, you see it happen in sports all the time. You know, you see the baseball players who are the top guys who feel that if anybody's getting close to where they are, they're going to take something extra if they can get away with it. And sometimes, you know, a lot of times they do get away with it. And you know, maybe he just got, you know, he just was sloppy. You know, I mean, because I'm sure there's other guys who are doing stuff still that aren't getting caught just because they know how to play the game. You know,
it's a possibility. But if you look at some of the guys that have been there and have really put on those great matches. Daniel Bryan didn't take anything. CM Punk didn't take anything. He's known for that because he's straight edge. You look at great wrestlers now. Dean Ambrose, I was actually suspecting the first one of the Shield to be popped for drugs would be Dean Ambrose because I think he really is insane in real life.
But have you seen what he looked like back when he did like his when he was like an enhancement talent compared to what he looks like now? He's a lot smaller.
Yeah, I know.
But he's a tall guy. I mean, he's like must be 6'3", 6'4". But, I mean, he was a lot buffer when he first came in and was putting people over as an enhancement talent.
But and I would agree with you to the point that there's a lot of pressure on him. It wasn't working. It's really not going to be working now. His push is probably done, or at least I hope.
No, his heel push starts. That's the only way they can redeem him. And Danny's right. I mean, he said that immediately after they found out he was suspended. He said, he is guilty, I guess, because, you know, they suspend him. It's not because they have an idea something might be going on. They definitely saw something, so.
But I thought it was a very interesting Raw because it just seemed like they were in shell shock for a good part of it because they didn't know what to do. Their top guy is gone, and it just came off as a very flat show. And maybe that was just I was expecting a little bit more. I thought Seth Rollins was great. I thought the Wyatt family was really well. But other than that, I actually pretty much turned it off even before the main event. I was kind of fed up with it, and it just felt like a flat show. Maybe they're just trying to limp through the next 2 weeks to get through the holiday, and maybe.
Did you mean this past week's Monday Night Raw?
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say we got to see John Cena and Seth Rollins in a match. We got to see the champion versus who the heck did he take on at the end of the show? AJ Styles.
Right, right. But as far I think what he's alluding to, and I agree after watching is a 3-hour show where nothing advanced.
No, you're right. You're right. It was like
nothing advanced, especially at the beginning of the night when
they teased a fatal four-way
or a 5-way match. And then as soon as you saw Cena lose, you knew the outcome of the main event. Yeah. So there was no point to watch.
You're right. You're right. And they probably did lose. And they had some numbers drop at the end. You see, they dropped. If you look at the numbers I posted on the news, they dropped a pretty good chunk there. Between last week and this week, you know, and I mean, we're talking about 0.2, and 0.2 is like 500,000 people. So when you lose that much in an audience, it means obviously they're putting something out there nobody really cares about.
Hey, I'll say this from the entertainment standpoint: a 3-hour Raw versus an hour of BattleBots and Lucha Underground, and I was more entertained by BattleBots and Lucha Underground than I was Raw, and that's sad.
Well, you know, it's also we're starting to go into the summer doldrums, and this is the kind of time of year where, you know, people are busy at night doing other things. And so this is, you know, I think sometimes they just scale back, you know, the importance of each show. They do it every year.
Yeah, but in the same sense, too, a lot of the younger viewers who are not able to stay up to watch more of Raw are more able to now because they don't have to go to school in the morning. And I remember back, at least when I was in high school, I enjoyed it from the aspect of watching Raw just because it actually seemed to get a little better in the summer because more people were watching, they knew more people were watching, and they were trying harder when they had that chance for a bigger audience. You have that chance now for a bigger audience because part of your constituency doesn't have school the next morning, so they should put on something better.
But
it should be a little more entertaining.
But there's a big show coming up in a couple of weeks that's going to probably be one of their highest rated ones in quite a long time, and it's the draft. It's coming up. It's coming up in a couple of weeks, so I don't think they want to give too much away before they get to that point.
I know. It almost seems kind of pointless to have all these title matches and any new feuds starting if the draft's going to come in a couple weeks and wipe them out.
But you can see that they're playing with some stuff to see what will happen if they, like, for instance,
WWE Championship, first of all, is called the WWE Championship.
Yeah, they changed the name. They don't call it the World Heavyweight Champion anymore. They call them the WWE Champion now. So obviously we're going to get another belt. Xavier Woods might be pulled out of the New Day. It's a possibility. It looks like they're kind of teasing it the last couple of weeks with this, Wyatt family thing going on. So I mean they're trying some things to see what it'll look like if they split things up a little bit, but they aren't really, you know, committing too much to it at the moment. So, you know, I mean, I understand. I mean, but, you know, this I started this segment talking about shaming of Roman Reigns, and it's like I just think, you know, that I think that you know, that's what I felt. That's the overwhelming feeling I got watching Monday Night Raw this past week, is they came out and just trashed a guy who they're, you know, put all their hope in the world in 3 years ago, starting thinking to be the guy. And it's amazing that, you know, that how quickly things turn, you know?
Well, you know, if I was Roman, I was walking backstage and suddenly there were these children trying to lure me into a room, I probably wouldn't go in there.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't either. Hey, Scott, anything else, buddy?
No, have a good weekend.
Okay, thanks for calling, brother. We got to go to break. We got Rashawn sitting online. We got a couple lines open if you want to get through. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. Can do a little Sasha Banks into the break. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Roman made a mistake. We all make mistakes. I used to be friends with you. That was a huge mistake. Dude, I mean, come on. You wear skinny jeans. That's a huge mistake. I mean, Roman made a mistake. He owned up to it and he apologized. He owned it. I mean, unless he's going to borrow a New Day's time machine, I don't really know what else anybody can do about it. I'm not worried about it. I'm looking toward Battleground. As far as I'm concerned, triple threat match is still on.
Give me an H!
H!
Give me an H!
H!
Give me an R!
R!
Give me a D!
D!
What does that spell?
Broken. I have been broken. My own brother. Brother Nero confined me to this chair with wheels. But I will not stop coming until I get what I need. It's not over. Ever.
This is Matt Hardy, version one, the sensei of Mattitude. And you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Remember, tune in each and every episode of the Pain Clinic because V1 said so.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with Brian Burke, DC Dan Cole, and you. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate
Brother
it.
Brother Nero.
What's it called? It's called Final Deletion. This Tuesday.
The big match between the Hardy Boys in the backyard.
Yes. Have you guys seen the preview for this? This is going to be something with Roman candles, people jumping out of trees, a ring outside the house by the woods.
It's smoke. An overly produced backyard wrestling match. It looks fantastic.
So if you get a chance to watch the TNA this week, you're going to find the final match between Brother Nero and Matt Hardy.
He can find me to this chair with the wheels.
out of the bounds of the real world. I think it's hilarious. I dig it.
Like I said, that whole damn thing has been worth it for that 12-minute clip
with a piano
of him playing all the different piano songs.
Yeah, there's a guys, if you, I know that there's a lot of WWE fans in our audience, you know, and it's probably like, you know, maybe 98% of you listen, watch WWE and don't care about anything else, but TNA is trying to find a niche, and they've got Matt Hardy thinking he's like the Phantom of the Opera. You know, I mean, or I don't, it's hilarious, and it's like, and he comes out and he gets killed every match by his brother. It looks like he's dead. Then he, like this past week, he came out in a wheelchair with his baby in his hands, and he, you know, he hand the baby off and he pops up and starts beating him with a crutch. So it's like, you know, I think it's great. It's great entertainment, and I think it's something that they're actually hitting on right now, doing a very good job. We've got Rashawn on the phone. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. I gotta ask, are you gonna start playing AJ Styles music every time I get ready to come on now?
I think because you're the biggest AJ Styles fan I know.
Well, I am a pretty big AJ mark, but I was just curious. Are you gonna keep doing that? You gotta go back with the TNA theme. I like that one a whole lot better than the current one.
I like his TNA theme too. I have it here someplace. I'll play it someday, you know. But he's probably sick of it after listening to it for 12 years, you know.
But actually, what I was gonna talk about was a couple weeks ago, I listened to the Stone Cold podcast where he had Vince Russo as his guest, and they brought up something pretty relevant to this conversation about Roman Reigns. They talked about how, like, when Sandow and Adam LaPon were released, Vince Russo interviewed both of those guys, and he came up and said that there's this atmosphere backstage that your spot on the card, your position in the company, you're at this little box, and no matter what you do to get over, you're not going to move up in the card. And to an extent, I'm kind of seeing a lot of truth with that, with this Roman Reigns situation, because he's not being pushed down the card. He's basically coming right back exactly where he left off, essentially with no punishment. So I didn't want to believe Vince Russo before, but...
I think we're assuming. I mean, nothing is going to happen until he comes back, and then we'll know for sure. But, I mean, obviously, he's, you know, listen, I'm glad you brought that up because it's in my news this week. You know what? He is being punished because he has a 30-day suspension, and it's costing him $100,000 of money. It says, let me read this. Reigns suspension will likely cost him about $100,000 or more, and WWE talents to not get paid any of the wrestling pay while suspended. Reigns was booked in the main event of every live event on this tour. Reigns got lucky, and he won't be missing any pay-per-view payoffs. WWE talent do not get paid based on merchandise sold while suspended and any royalties, but also don't get paid their downside guarantee while suspended. So he's not making any money for this 30 days. You know, if he makes $100,000 a month, you can figure out how much he makes in a full year, okay? I mean, that's pretty much the same.
Wait, hold on. I don't have enough fingers.
Interesting, and, I mean, I don't really have a lot to talk about today, but I did want to just bring up something else. Basically, half the year is gone, and I wanted to hear your guys' opinion on what has been the match of the year so far. I'm actually split between Nakamura Styles at Wrestle Kingdom and Nakamura versus Sami Zayn at NXT TakeOver.
Those are
my two of the two matches so far this year. Those are my two big candidates.
I would say I like a lot AJ Styles and Roman Reigns the first time they fought in a main event. What pay-per-view was it? But without a doubt, Nakamura, Sami Zayn, Nakamura's debut, unbelievable match. I mean, if you're going to watch one match from this first 6 months, you watch that one because your head's spinning by the time that, you know, the false finishes in the last 5 minutes of that match were just unbelievable. And, Danny, what do you think?
I mean, I would definitely go for that. So that would be my WWE match.
Okay.
He mentioned Styles Nakamura from Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah.
I think the match I enjoyed the most from Wrestle Kingdom was the Neverweight Open Championship, which was it Shibata versus Ishii?
Yeah, Ishii. Yeah.
And they just beat the crap out of each other for 20 minutes. Pure strong style wrestling. People complain, oh, they're not selling. No, BS. Those were two guys just having at it with each other, and it was awesome.
Ryan,
I got to go with the one you were talking about a few minutes ago. I'm not great with names, but
Sami Zayn, Nakamura,
Zayn and Nakamura. Yeah.
Well, I mean, because that was his debut, and he had to impress everybody, and it looked like he died by the end of it.
And it's probably only because I have time limited with other things going on. I don't get to watch some of the other.
Sure. I mean, if we're strictly talking WWE on WWE TV,
that's the best match I've seen.
I'm thinking if it's only on TV, people who don't have the network can't see that. But if you're looking at, you know, on pay per views and TV, I think that. what was it? I think the, was it tables, letters, and chairs at WrestleMania? No, what was it? What was the WrestleMania match where they had the six? I don't know. There's a few of them that stand out. I definitely think AJ Styles, he had some good, he had a great match.
Styles and Jericho had a few great matches.
No, you know what? Also, Styles and Kevin Owens, when they first came up, there was just a mind-blowing three-segment match between those two guys where they just left it all in the ring. It was fantastic. And they know each other very well. So, you know, they had worked, you know, 2CW, in fact, and amongst other places around here, wrestling each other for months and months and months, and especially Ring of Honor, too.
Were you thinking of the ladder match for the Intercontinental title at Extreme Rules?
You're right. I knew it was a gimmick match, but I'm thinking, I don't know. There's a lot of tough, good ones, man. Rashawn, anything, if you strictly had to look at WWE TV, what would you say for the match of the first 6 months?
For strictly WWE TV, it was definitely Nakamura and Zayn. I mean, that was definitely my match for strictly WWE. I haven't been able to watch a whole lot of, Ring of Honor because when I'm home it comes on at weird hours and then I can't even get TNA I did try to watch the Slammiversary match between the Hardys, but I didn't get very far into it because I was kind of busy that day.
Sure.
But I mean, like, if strictly WWE, it's got to be Nakamura Zayn. I mean, a fight forever chant in a match.
Yeah.
First of all, that was like a first time ever, but we've kind of become numb to the WWE product being a certain way, and that was just not in the standard WWE form. It was a lot more indie style than we've seen in knows how long.
Well,
and it was just an overall good match.
It was a lot of
storytelling and everything.
A lot of times, the first match for guys who are coming from other places don't naturally conform to what WWE expects in a match. And sometimes, even if to us it was like mind blowing, sometimes they get disappointed by it because they have their own style. The way things are done in WWE that's why they send you to training before they move you up to Raw. You have to go and you have to understand how they want things paced. You know, and even how to work when there's a commercial break in the middle of your match, you know, and how to work in those breaks and stuff. So it's
absolutely.
That match was completely like on a pay-per-view, and that was just mind-blowing. So there's been some great ones. You know, I mean, there was what was the Sasha Banks from? Well, that was last year. I guess I can't count that.
And I mean, the AJ Roman Reigns matches that they've had, I can't remember what pay-per-view it was, but I remember AJ was wearing red and white gear in that match. I mean, that was a great match. Obviously, AJ was the workhorse in it, but that actually kind of dulled my senses on Roman Reigns in ring a little bit because, I mean, it takes two to tango. And even though you've got one person that can carry a match, AJ can wrestle a match with a trash can and make it look pay-per-view quality. That doesn't matter. Roman Reigns actually did some good work in that match, and I will give him credit for that one. His in-ring is improving. I mean, he's not going to – I mean, I actually think the suspension is going to help him get over because if they write it right and if they use it right, it can actually kind of endear him almost like Stone Cold, making like a person of the people kind of thing. That's a little reaching, but
– Well, tell me this. How many times has a WWE superstar been suspended and then they mention it on TV? I think zero. I think this is the first time they've ever talked about a star being suspended on TV. I mean, it's pretty serious. I think that's why I entitled it The Shaming of Roman Reigns, because that's really what we saw. And I mean, obviously, if he's going to build up from that, it's going to build him to come back. I mean, it's just that he's going to be smarter. If it happens again, you'll never see him again on WWE TV.
But again, how many times has the person that's been suspended been the top guy?
Not never.
Never.
I mean, Randy Orton.
Randy Orton was pretty close, though. I'll say one of the times he went, and there was a couple of guys that were, you know, but never. But thanks for Sean for calling, man. We got to go to break. 222-1280, Star Toys, the number. If you're shy, we can read your texts here. You can text us at that number, 222-1280. If you're outside the area code, put a 585 in front of it. We have to go to break because our sponsors dictate that, and I love having a chance to take a bite out of a donut. So we're going to do that in just a second. You'll listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Roman Reigns doesn't deserve a second chance. Roman Reigns doesn't deserve forgiveness. And most of all, Roman Reigns does not deserve to be in the main event at Battleground.
That's right. Go ahead and vilify me. Because Bray Wyatt's sole purpose on this earth is to tell you everything you need to hear.
There's a word buzz. I'm being considered for both star franchises, Wars and Trek.
You know, I've dabbled in acting myself. In fact, my latest film, Countdown, is available right now on DVD and digital download.
Yeah, it's true. No, it's good.
You're comparing your little indie movies to my big budget films? I'm a trained thespian. I'm a star. You look like the devil's favorite insurance agent.
Hey, it's The Miz from the WWE on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Ryan Burke, Peter Burke, screening the phone calls. You want to talk to Peter? He's waiting for you to call right now. 222-1280 is the number. And I want to let you know that we're going to be out at Salvatore's 1 week from today, UFC 200 at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. We'll also be showing UFC 200 at Salvatore Saloon in Scottsville. Neither place will you pay a copay. Or, I mean, no, you won't pay a copay, but you won't pay a cover charge either. Unless you get hurt. No. I'm just kidding. But there's no cover for either place. So come on out to wherever someone's closest to you. Watch John Jones from Rochester, Rochester's own light heavyweight champion, John Jones, beat up Daniel Cormier for the title, as well as you watch women's bantam champ Miesha Tate defend her belt and the return of Brock Lesnar. As he fights Mark Hunt. Hosted by us, there'll be drink specials all night long. That's 1 week from today, July 9th, at Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 200. And if you like wrestling and you don't care about UFC, we're going to be there for WWE's Battleground. That's July 24th. Starts at 8 p.m. Come join us July 24th. We'll be hanging out, having a good time, eating some stuff, whatever. I mean, because it's a full menu, so you just don't have to have pizza. You don't have to have wings. You can have sandwiches. You can have pasta. You can have salads. I eat salad there all the time. Good stuff.
I was going to say, if Artiste was here, he'd be, raving about the garlic bread.
It's funny that you bring up Artiste, because one of the pieces of news I wanted to get to was the Total Bellas is going to be debuting Wednesday, October 5th on E!
My wife asked me the other night, she goes, when does that debut? I said, why do you care?
Why do you care? I love the social, I'm using the social outcast music here because we got to see a return of them. They're the opposite of Enzo and Cass, who spell soft. They spell hard, and then they got an argument. Who's the hardest one of all?
So bad.
Yeah. So we got to see the Social Outcasts again. So I'm glad that and they'll probably get split up by the draft too, which is going to just make mayhem on what's going on in the business right now. So got a couple people online right now. It's pretty cool. This is Rick from Greece, I believe. Hey, Rick, is that you? Hello. Is this Rich from Greece?
Turn down the radio.
Quit listening to your radio.
Hey, I like hearing myself. Let me hear myself. Hold the radio. Hey, dude, you there? Okay, I'm going to put him on hold and give him a second chance. And we got
Cut him loose. Someone
else on the next
Cut
line.
Cut him loose.
This is Dave from Parts Unknown. No, Dave.
From Atlanta.
Dave, what are you doing in Atlanta? I thought you lived in Parts Unknown.
Parts Unknown, yeah. I just came down here for a little pre-4th of July weekend, saw the Braves and Marlins game last night.
I got to warn you, Dave, you can't walk across the road because they'll get you for jaywalking, brother.
Yeah, seriously, I'm at the parking lot at Turner Field, and my car is right there, right across the street, but there's gates and there's police directing traffic, and I just want to get to my car, and I'm a big guy, so walking, too much, in 80-degree heat with my bad knee and stuff like that.
Sure.
Not fun. So I said, my car is right there. Nope, can't let you cross here. There's nobody coming. Nope, can't let you cross here. If you cross, I'll have to get your license and, ticket you or something. I'm like, what?
You have to go back to that godforsaken place. I mean,
my license is in my car.
Yeah, it's in my car.
Right. So, down the street, under a tunnel, which goes under the road, then back the entire direction I went down the street, back to my car.
Well, you know what? You're still alive, so it's good for us. What'd you call about?
Well, I was just wondering your guys' take on the whole fact that Rollins was the one that kind of outed Roman Reigns versus an authority figure doing it. I mean, first of all, it's got to be tough for, you know, I mean, if he's really boys with Reigns, you know.
They all are. They're all friends. It's all script. It's all written in the script. And they said, you have to go out and do this. And they said, okay, we'll have to do it. You know, I mean, it's the first time I think they've ever acknowledged someone being suspended on TV.
Right, but don't you think that Shane or Stephanie could have, like, handled it and just had it been more authority-based? Especially, like, for WWE shareholders who want, you know, who are obviously aware that the issue comes up. And, you know, it just seems like an authority figure should have been more prominent in doing it.
No, I understand where you're coming from, but if you're talking about who could best do it on the mic in the ring, I think they picked the right person.
Yeah, not only that, if their plan is to still keep Roman Reigns in that match, makes perfect sense to have Rollins be the guy to call him out.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to be facing each other, and at this point, he's not a heel yet, so you bring out the heel to
Hey, you know what also, honestly, it gets Dean Ambrose over, because she went and said that was a terrible thing, but the worst thing off is Dean Ambrose is a champion still. So it kind of let them scuff, you know, give their feelings on how much they hate him being the champion, so, because they're authority. You know what I mean? I'm saying, I mean, yes, Stephanie could have come out and said, you know, Roman Reigns embarrassed all of us. And she did kind of say that, but then she said, but the biggest embarrassment is the guy who's a champion. So it allowed her to use it as a positioning statement to go down.
Yeah, they could have left it.
The one thing
Oh, you know what? I think we lost Dave because the phones are all over the place.
I thought he was going to say something. That's what
Hold on. I can't remember what line number
Dave was. I think he was line two.
Was he? Or no, he's line one. Hold on. Dave, are you there?
Oh, I'm pretty sure he was line two.
He was line two? Okay, let me hold on a second.
If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Let's see. I thought he was line
two. WHDK, what's your name?
This is Dave.
Okay.
Yeah, winners! So, where were we, Dave?
Oh, so I understand. I just thought that Stephanie was going to be more of a, they were working hard towards face anyway. But switching to Wyatt family, are we really having them take the tag team titles and is Bray, is this going to be like a... Oh, hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah. My phone screen is not having a good time. So go ahead, Dave. Okay. Keep speaking.
I mean, is this going to be like Freebird rules with the Wyatt family for the titles? Or, you know, is it just going to be Rowan and Strowman, and then Bray's going to do something else? Or
I don't think it makes any sense to have Bray be a tag champ. It makes perfect sense for his Goonies to be the tag champ. So I think if they do switch, which I don't think they would do, I think New Day keeps the titles, but it makes way more sense to have Strowman and Rowan walk away with the titles and keep Bray for something bigger.
Yeah, I don't think Bray's going to be involved at all.
Dave, thanks for calling, brother. This is a long distance for you, isn't it?
Yeah, well, on your cell phone, not really, but okay.
That's true. Did you use
call away.
Can you use Star 1280 when you're down there to get up here?
I haven't tried, no.
Okay, well, thanks. We appreciate you calling anyways. Thank you. We got to go to break. It's that time. We got one more before the end. If you want to get in, 222-1280, Star 1280 is the number. We got to go let you hear our sponsors. The reason we're on the air is because of these guys who pay for us to be on the air. So please go order some. It's a July 4th weekend. Get some pizza. Get some wings. Sit back and have a good time.
They had very patriotic donuts at Donuts Delight this morning.
Nice. That's what I like to hear. You know, you didn't get any, though, Dan. Danny, you brought in just regular ones.
Hey, I'm a man of routine.
Gotcha. Me too. It's like, yeah, one thing gets in my bump in the road, and I'm lost.
The peanut one was good.
Yeah. Did you hear that? He ate my peanut one. We got to go to break. You're listening to Bang Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
With Roman Reigns is an absolute embarrassment, but perhaps even worse is the fact that standing in that ring as WWE champion is Dean Ambrose.
This is Dan the B7, three-time Ultimate Fight champion, and you are listening to The Pain Clinic.
That's right. Dan Severn, three-time Ultimate Fighting Champion. You know, he kind of looks like Freddie Mercury, but I didn't want to tell him that when we were interviewing him. Well, I don't know. I mean, he does. He has, like, the overbite and the mustache and everything. But, you know, I mean, is that just me? I mean, any fans out there, UFC, think that Dan Severn looks a little bit like, you know, a beefed-up Freddie Mercury?
I could buy that.
Okay. Welcome back to the Pink. Like, he was in WWE for a good year, and then they let him loose after he had a Lion's Den match against Ken Shamrock. We're talking old-school Attitude Era, so... Welcome back to the show. Don't forget we're going to be out in Salvatore's a week from tonight for UFC 200 and the 24th of July. Spend the time with us at Battleground at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. The same place, 149 East Ridge Road. Come hang out with us and the girls and Chuck and Ray and all our friends there. And I will say to this day, it's still the prettiest waitresses and bartenders in Rochester. And, of course, it gets me in trouble every time I say that because then we get the stalkers who are listening to start following them around. No, I'm kidding. Welcome back to the show. We got to talk the world of pro wrestling, but you know what? We've still had, the phones were all goofed up, and believe me, sometimes that happens. You know, when I'm punching a button and another button's getting punched, things happen. So we got Rick from Rochester finally, and this time he's not got the phone sitting next to the radio. Okay, what's up, Rick?
Well, I actually never had that. I never did that anyway.
Well, Rick, now Rick,
it comes along with getting old.
Rick. But by the way,
happy belated
40. By the way, Rick, we could hear ourselves talking in your phone when we went to your line.
How strange was that?
Well, it's because you could hear the phone. It was on delay. It was obviously the phone was sitting somewhere near the radio. So, nevertheless,
I feel bad for Peter. I got four things on my mind this morning.
It's not his fault.
First, you weren't there. Have your wife put you in the chair with the wheels.
Yeah. It's not his fault that you weren't at the phone. Go ahead. What's up, buddy?
All right. Four things. A, are we ever going to see more than 1 hour in the NXT takeovers on the network at all? Are they going to ever expand it?
Did you say four things and you start with A?
A1.
A1, okay.
Top.
That'd be A2 and A3 and A4, or would that be A1,
B2? A, B, C, D,
okay,
four.
Alphabetically we're going, not numerically. Okay. Sorry.
Sure, there you go.
I'm just messing with you,
no,
brother.
No, NXT stays at 1 hour, especially with the upcoming poaching of talent that's going to take place.
Yeah, they are signing a bunch of people. You're going to have, like, your favorite old school wrestlers are going to be on those shows now. I mean, we're going to have, like, I wouldn't be surprised if half of DX is going to be on one show from now on because they're bringing back some of the talent just because they're going to splitting so many people apart. They don't want a completely empty NXT, but it's going to happen. The best guys are definitely going to be up.
Okay, so you think Prince Puma is going to be coming next year, I heard?
I was going to say, if he does, it's going to have to wait until the end of season 3 because his contract includes he's not allowed to wrestle with anybody else while he's still on their program.
That's right. Most of the guys have that same deal. That's what TNA went and signed Hercules Hernandez away from him. Then they found out that he had a clause in his contract saying they couldn't, and they had to go and erase his matches from, like, months of tapings.
Oh, wow. Yikes. Yeah, Prince Puma, I've seen a bunch of episodes on Lucha Underground, and he's talented.
I would agree. I mean, Lucha Underground, and that's, you know, you get a lot of that cinematic feel, much like this Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy thing going on with TNA. It's a well-produced show. There's a lot of money spent on it. So, and I love when chicks can beat dudes up, man. I love it. How it's awesome. And that even Lisa was freaking awesome.
And the next thing is, I didn't hear when he's coming back. When is our boy coming back, Luke?
I don't know. Luke, he's making a movie right now, so I don't think he's coming back soon. But who knows? I'm sure he'll be there the day of the draft.
He's got to have time to grow his beard back.
Yeah. Well, we saw pictures without the beard has been shaved down a bit. So who knows? Maybe he can put a prosthetic one on or something. I don't know. I hope he's going to be.
I thought he was hurt.
He is hurt, but he's working. You know, he's working through it while he's making a movie. I mean, he's where he plays. What was it? He's a military guy. He's I can't remember.
Militia member.
That's right. I'm guessing he's a militia member.
Yeah, so, but nevertheless, I don't know. Hopefully he's back for the draft, and that's in a couple of weeks. So, and
what's the name of the movie?
Begins with M.
Hold on, let me find it.
It's like,
I want to say it was, I thought it was Hatchet.
Hatchet, or,
Hold on.
Danny's,
Magic of the Internet. Had my fingertips.
The Magic of the Internet. He is, yeah, he's it's out in the woods. I know that, so it would make sense that it was a malicious
Mohawk.
That's right. And there's, you know, it probably may have something to do with land or a river or something. But yeah, he is
okay.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you when he's going to be back. But like I said, the draft's coming. He's going to be one of the guys involved, I'm sure.
Rumor was August. It was optimistic. Most likely September.
Oh, perfect.
There you go.
And two other things. I see that our nice, friendly people in Stamford passed us by again. They come to Buffalo for SmackDown in July, and they 26th, and they skip over us again.
They're going
to
be in Utica.
You cannot be too mad at the E, because just like it came out this week with the Buffalo Sabres refusing to have a preseason game here in Rochester.
The stadium is to blame.
It's the same problem. They can't bring the set in there. We can't do TV in Rochester as long as they can't get the set in.
They were here 2 years ago for SmackDown.
Yes, they were. And it was a bare bones SmackDown. And they didn't have the stage. Everything was on the floor. And it was a lot different.
Wow. Okay. I guess I could see that point.
So listen, we have to rally around them tearing down that place and rebuilding it bigger. You know, at least taller.
As far as the Sabres are concerned, I know this is hockey talk, but obviously you're not going to have a preseason game in there and you know expect the arena to be built that quick, and it's better than the MCC arena.
This is the pain clinic, not the hockey talk. But
I know. I know. We were talking Sabres.
I know. I just say, you know what? We would lose the team for, I mean, they'd have to go play someplace else for a year. And Buffalo would be a perfect example, perfect place to go because it's an hour away and they have an arena, which they can do that. You know, so it would
and
not.
And it's their prospect. So people in Buffalo may even be interested in
you know, but I don't know if it'll ever happen because they just keep talking about putting investments into redoing the place. It's like we've already done that once. And how much did it help putting in 40 seats from the Richmond Coliseum seats that they bought and brought here, you know, and now their seats where if you go to the game, you can't even see the whole ice because the scoreboard's in the way. They're so high. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, because we go to 20 games a year. But anyway, the last thing, and I appreciate you guys taking my call, is have you heard any rumblings of a fourth possible member anytime soon coming up for the club?
Fourth member with the club?
Additional members, anybody?
I think we're going to keep it in neutral until we get the draft, and then it wouldn't surprise me if Finn comes up. I know I get the disgusting look from everybody. I'm just talking. Nah, never mind.
Prince Pyatt?
Yeah, Prince there. Prince Devitt. Prince Devitt was Joe. I don't know, maybe, but he doesn't really need that group anymore. He's done pretty good on his own, and he's a great face. I don't think he needs it, so I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, I don't know. You're just copying something someone else did already.
Yeah, but that could be a strong faction. I mean, you don't grow it too big, but, you know, four or five members, maybe adding a girl in there.
Maybe add a Roman Reigns to it, you know, and you know, I'm not saying anything, but, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if they're going to make Roman go heel to get everybody off his back or even back on his back, sort of, you know, kind of weird, sounded weird, but, if he did join them, I always thought that he was going to be the guy to go with them anyways, if they were going to do a heel turn on him, just the fan reaction. So, you know, but, you know, who knows?
I could see that. And, finally, I think, Ziggler needs another push. They haven't pushed him in a while.
I think Ziggler will be leaving the company.
Yeah, really? He's not even wrestling on TV or, you know, not
like
often.
Like, he's on Superstars sometimes, too. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I think he's better than that.
Yeah, no, and he's a great wrestler, but, I mean, there's other things he can do. If he's not going to get pushed to the top, why not go someplace else? He's doing stand-up comedy. He's an actor. He's in that new movie with Kane that Kane was promoting, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, you can catch him anywhere. But, you know, I don't know. He'd be the kind of guy you think he'd give one last run before he left. So we'll see, you know.
All right. Appreciate that, guys. Have a good one.
Take it easy, Rick.
Later, Rick.
Thank you, and I'm glad that the phones weren't messed up for that call. 222-1280 Star Toy is the number, or you can text us to that number. We got Paul from Rochester. Paul, I know we're all rubbing our heads as I bring this up, but how's it going, Paul?
How you doing? Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Yeah, so on the time zone you're at, it's the 4th already, right?
Oh, I'm already got my fireworks popping.
I bet they are. How's it going?
Hey, I'll tell you where we need to put that arena. Right there in Batavia, New York. You know, I don't want to sound like baby Huey Matthews there, Bob Matthews. He's always crying about arena. But we need it right there in Batavia, New York. You got the casino. You got the horse race.
You might have a casino in downtown Rochester soon.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, you know, I think we should put. That's what the Buffalo Bills Stadium probably should. I wouldn't mind going, but
we'll put the Buffalo Bills Stadium there too. What the hell?
Yeah, why not? You know, half an hour from each city. Why not?
I should run for president of the United States. I mean, come on, dump the Trump. I mean, come on. Can we talk?
Well, he's not even the president anyways, dude. I know it'd be the first female impersonator.
Watch it, Rich. I'll put a power drive on you, okay? I'll put a chokehold on you, buddy.
Uh-oh, I don't want that. Yeah, are you going to wait for me outside? No, just kidding. Thanks for calling, Paul. We always appreciate your call. Interesting his take on our arena here in our fair city of Rochester. You know, they're going to be in Utica next Friday. Is it? No, two Fridays from now. Before they go to do a Monday Night Raw, they're going to do it's Sunday. Sunday afternoon, they're going to be in Utica, 5 o'clock. I was thinking about it. I don't know how far Utica is from here.
I'm telling you what, that live SmackDown in Buffalo could be huge.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have
you. It all depends on what happens at Battleground.
True. You and Mark are both going, right?
Can I tell you what I'd love to have happen?
What would you love?
So if we are going to have two separate world champions now, I want the person to walk out of Battleground to be the Raw champion. I would love for the first ever brand exclusive live SmackDown to be a tournament to crown a champion that night.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You're going to have quite a special show to go to then.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're going to be there. Mark's going with you, right?
Don't have tickets yet.
Oh, you don't have tickets yet?
Planning on it.
I know that Apex Predator, our friend, is going to be there.
Yeah, she told me where she's sitting. Those are some damn good seats.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I know she's going to. And she'll be up with us next week. I know you guys miss having a female on the show with us, so she'll stop in. Maybe she'll say more in two words this time.
It's just nice to have someone keep Mark in check.
That's definitely. Mark can just watch his language when the mics are off, right? So I want to thank everybody for listening. Please have a very safe July 4th. It's a Monday. You know, it's kind of. I think it kind of hurts the weekend when you're holidays the last day, so if you're gonna have a good time, you're probably gonna have it before the holiday. So please drive safe, be careful of blowing your fingers off, you know, that happens every year. And let the pain, you know, listen to our shows on the website at thepainclinic.net. You can hear all our shows, years and years of them are all on there. You can just subscribe to us on iTunes, or you can just listen next week when we're back here on Fox Sports 1280. We're out of here. Body slam somebody alone.